It's 11:51 a.m. Monday, January 26th. It'll probably be an hour before I manage to put this online. I just want to put my thoughts down. Buffalo residents say a blizzard is when you can't see your hand in front of your face. This incoming snowstorm probably won't even match what hit New York City in 1993 and 2000. Right now it's not even snowing. It was lightly snowing at 10 when I went over to CVS to get some batteries and some soup. I have batteries, but I don't have any 9-volt batteries. Those are those little rectangular ones. I got lucky soup-wise. CVS was having a sale on Campbell's chicken noodle for only 79 cents a can. I bought 6 cans just in case the power goes out. Gusts are supposed to get above 60 miles an hour with steady wind at least 30 miles an hour, I think. This storm is coming from the west, I think. All these weather reports say the same things and don't say the same things, like where the storm's coming from. Whatever happened to competition to different news services providing different perspectives? I think everything nowadays on all major TV channels and radio stations comes from one source. You hear almost the exact same words describing an event, no matter which channel or station you're on. They're shutting down all 3 New York City airports, I think. I'm looking out my window right now, and it's just a gray day. Nothing remarkable. Nothing to hint at a major superstorm coming this way by 5 p.m. at the latest, and hanging around for at least 12 hours. I just heard someone on the radio from Buffalo laughing about New Yorkers worrying about such a huge and dangerous blizzard. People in Buffalo, I guess, might see 18 inches of snow, as uneventful as a summer shower. I'm glad I don't live in Buffalo. I don't mind New York City winters, but I think I would mind Buffalo winters.